It's the Young Mayor, Left Brain Podcast. How you doing? On today's segment, first thing I want to get into. First thing I want to get into is enemies. Enemies are the one of the most important things that you can have in your life. They're the ones who push you back on the floor. You got to get up and beat them. They're the ones who put you in the face of adversity. They're the ones who make you better. They're the ones who make you want to get up in the middle of the night and have a cold sweat because you thought about what you can do better to beat your enemy. You don't have to hate your enemy. You gotta respect them. They're amazing. They're the ones who push you. The ones who push you to be better. They're the ones who make you want to be a better person. I'm sorry. I was just thinking about all my enemies that I've had in my life, the adversaries, the ones who made me push to be the better people. Better person, sorry. I'm sorry that I'm pausing because the thing is, it's not easy to talk about the people who you had to hate to be better. Because the thing is, there's a certain killer inside of me. And it's not easy to talk about this ulterior motive, this ulterior persona that I have inside of me. Because it's not even a persona, it's just a different mindset. It's a different mindset. But the thing is, it's a persona. But it's me. True, deep down, in the back of my mind, in the back of my head, it's me. And this person, this mindset, only comes out when I want to win. Messed up part is I always want to win, but when I'm ready to die to win, as I mentioned in my last podcast, unless you were willing to die, you're not ready to win. Let me get into it. When you create a hate for someone, not because they're a bad person, not because they did anything to you, you create a hate, a vengeful, you want to do the worst things in the world to this person. When you create that inside of you, I've listed mine as the mayor. And honestly, it's the evil mayor inside of me. That mayor inside of me, he holds no bars. He hates you. He hates you. You're not supposed to hate anybody. It's a very horrible thing to do. But he hates you. He truly, truly and wholeheartedly hates you. He doesn't like who you are as a person. He doesn't like who you are as a family member. He wish you weren't born. He wish your friggin' sperm dried up or your friggin' eggs, they couldn't produce a child. This is how much despise you have for that person. And why? Because you push yourself to another level of hate. And within that hate, you say that this person doesn't deserve it. Not only don't they deserve it, you need it. Not only you need it, It's already yours. And you will do anything within your scope to accomplish that. Examples. I know that that sounds like a deep and dark, fucked up person talking like that. But if you've never been a champion, you don't know. If you've never won anything, you don't know. And most of y'all won't really realize what I mean by that. I'm gonna give you a funny example. I know you're not supposed to set up a funny example by saying you're gonna give a funny example. I'm gonna give you a funny one, then I'm gonna give you two real ones, okay? Just follow me. When Ricky Bobby says he's the first, the last. Everyone thought, ha ha, hey, yeah, Ricky. You were first to last. No, nigga. No, guys. Sorry. No. It's either wrecker or checker. It's either you have that checker flag and you are number one, or you're not going to finish. Fuck second place. Fuck third place. Fuck fourth. Fuck all those positions. Okay? The only way I can really make my point clear is by cursing. So I apologize. But fuck all in positions. All right? Nobody want to be the first loser, second loser, third loser. Why? Because you get a little bit of cash, a little bit of money for coming third in the championship, second in the championship, and whatever you're doing. But when you've been a champion, when you've been the best in the nation, the world, your country, your state, your region, even your school, whatever you want to put it on. But when you're the best and you've trained harder than everyone, and that one person who you knew you had to beat, you beat them, and you finally win, there's a glory that comes over you that many will never understand. Many will never understand. And for myself, I guess you can call it how Kobe calls it his Black Mamba. Mine's the mayor. And I'm not talking about a politician type mayor or how I say mayor. I'm talking about a horse. I'm talking about a stallion. A young horse that has to get up and walk after being born, and it ain't gonna quit till it fucking walks and drinks some water because it's thirsty. Okay? You ready to go? You ready to go right now? All right? This is how it is. You got to get up. You got to get up and go. This is what it is. All right? That's the mayor inside of me. The killer. All right? So I said I was going to give you my examples. First one. You know what? Let me not even go back to school days. Let me just keep it on the racing level, and I'll get into other ones later on in a different podcast. But let me start off with the racing ones. My first adversary. My first one. His name was Harcourt Vernon, or as we called him, Court. That guy became one of my best friends. Why? One reason and one reason only. That motherfucker was good. He could drive a go-kart damn better than I could when I first started racing. And I was like, damn, yo, this guy's getting, he's really good. I don't know if I can beat him. And after months of practice, mind you, he'd been racing for 7 years. After months of practice, I was finally on his level. I'm not saying I was past him where I could beat him on a regular basis. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I was able to compete on his level. Someone who had 7 years worth of experience, I was able to compete on his level. And when I reached that point, things changed. Before, I was the little buddy who was he's the new guy. Oh yeah, he's the Black kid. I'm not saying he called me that, but it's just a fact. In my entire racing career, just sidebar, my entire racing career, I met 4 black drivers. 3. I'm a fucking liar. 3. Okay? In America. In Jamaica, there was more. I raced down there as well, too. But I was the best person to ever come out of Jamaica racing a go-kart or a formula car or a car. You can ask any single one of them. This is all documented. I still hold the track record for go-karts in Jamaica till this day. And I've surpassed everyone on car levels for Jamaica driving a car in America. Facts. Okay? That's just the truth. So with that being said, going back to adversaries, court pushed me to a level to be competitive. Okay? I didn't learn from his techniques. I just practiced a lot and got up to his speed. Couldn't beat him on a regular basis, as I said, but I got up to his speed. Right? Then there was a gentleman named Jarvis Gennari. That guy right there became true adversary. I did not hate him as a person, but I hated him as a driver more than anything in the world. Why? Because for a long period of time, I could not beat him. And I couldn't understand why. I could not understand why. I know I put in the hours. I know I worked. I believed I deserved it. But just like at that time, Jarvis already raced for 7-8 years already. And at the same time, this is 2 years later now. Jarvis is a very talented driver in a go-kart. He was stupendous. Stupendous. Okay? With that being said, he taught me the art of being smooth. And not only seeing the line and driving the line, but driving it perfectly. And this can be applied to anything that you put into life. You can walk down a path. You can sprint down a path. Or you can find the fastest way down the path. Which one is the best? The fastest way down the path. And that's what I learned from Jarvis. Let me reiterate. For you to be the best in anything that you do, you have to find the fastest route that will take you from point A to point B and successfully win. When you do that, you will successfully, how can you not? If you found the fastest route, there's no route faster than yours. You understand? You're going to win. It's impossible. And he found the fastest route from point A to point B. That's what he taught me. Then, after racing for 4 or 5 years, my next adversary was this young man, 15 years old. His name was Matthew Mayer. How you doing, young Mayer? That was my biggest adversary. And that should have been my biggest adversary the entire time. But this is what you learn when time goes on. Not only did I learn how to be smooth and all of these things, I moved up into another class where I'd be switching gears, shifter cart. I guess that's what you can call it. It's called shifter cart. With this, I mastered those other ones. I was the best in the nation at one point at the other ones. And if not nation, for damn sure, region. So it's South Florida, East Coast, East and Midwest, East, Midwest, and West, because we had the best drivers in the nation. I'll state it right here, right now, on this podcast, Left Brain by Young Mayer. The best drivers in the United States came from South Florida. Look at the statistics. It's the truth. So, back to the point. The next person was Matthew Mayer. That person, I had to forget my own ego because of my successes that I got. And I had to be taught a whole new style of driving. Why? Because the driving that I've been doing for the past 4 or 5 years, not saying it wasn't correct, but there was a better way. there was a better way. And I'm not going to explain how to drive it, because the thing is, it's not for any of you to know. But one thing I'll tell you is, I learned how to drive. Fucking drive. As in, this boy right here was unfucking stoppable. All right? The only thing that could limit me was the machine that I was using. If not, I could run with the best of them. And I did. I did. I truly did. And my final adversary, at least in my racing perspective, it was two gentlemen, both during the same time, Sean Rahal and Scott Reddick. I can say all your names because we were there together. If any of y'all get mad, fuck it, it's life. But these gentlemen were stupendous drivers, stupendous. Sean was brilliantly fast, not that consistent, but brilliantly fast. Then you had Reddick, Scott Reddick. He was consistent. He was either consistently slow, consistently fast, but he was just consistent. Me, I was brilliantly fast in a race and consistently getting faster. That was my skill. And, you know, not everyone can do that. But all of these things were honed over all my adversaries that I raced against. Court was a hard charger. He knew how to pass. He knew to duck. Bam, left, right, bam, down the middle. Beautiful pass. Jarvis knew how to be consistently fast. And how do you do this? By setting 3-4 laps that you couldn't even see him. He would pull away and then from there coast until you got close, working your ass off, and then he'd put down another 3 laps and he's gone. What I learned from myself is I learned where I was a master at. I was a master at running you down and passing you, and not only adapting to your line if I wasn't in first, because trust me, many times I was in first and I just ran away. But when I was in my second place, I could catch you. I was never worried. I was never worried that I couldn't catch you. Why? Because I always knew I was better. Always. And that was not only my fault, but that was also my biggest upside. I never thought I was going to lose. Ever. And then, those two gentlemen. Sean taught me how to go fast. And not only fast, balls to the wall, you're going to die. If you don't push it to that level, you're not going to beat me. And that's what I learned from him. Scott, he beat me twice. I can blame it on money. I can blame it on his circumstances. I can blame it on his experience. But the cards didn't work out right for me. That's just the fucking facts behind it. However you want to put it, they didn't work out in my favor. But hey, this is the life that we live. This is what we push for. We push to be the best. And the only way you can do that is with adversaries. People who you hate. You don't have to hate them, but if you understand what I'm saying by adversary, someone who you can put deep down in you and say, I'm going to kill you. You don't have to kill them. You don't have to murder nobody. Let's get this point clear. But in deep down, when you say, I want to crush this person like a bug, that's a winner mentality. All being all buddy-buddy and being your true heart of hearts, you're never going to win. You might get more friends, but you'll never be the champion. A lot of people don't understand that. And that perspective, it's a fucked up one. I'm not saying I would never want to work or win with anybody. That's not the point I'm making. But in an individual event, I'm not even gonna say sport, in an individual event where it's only down to you and what you do against everybody who you're against, you know who's the best. And when you know who the best is, you want to kill that person. When you kill that person, you can kill them with kindness, you can kill them with hate, you can kill them with love, or you can kill them with friggin' envy. Whatever you want to do, however you want to go about it. But you need to pick one person to focus and harness all that energy in on. And when you do, it creates something so powerful within you that you can't even realize. You can hate yourself, you can hate that other person. If you're the best, hate yourself. Like, bro, you know you can do better. You know you can. But you know what? The adversary for today is you, or it's me, whoever it is. But when you pick that one, you can harness all of that hate, all of that anger, and use it for positive motivation within yourself. So when you're hurting, when you're in pain, when you don't want to wake up in the morning, when you can't roll out of bed, when you're sore to sit down in your bed, when everything is not feeling good, when your girl's left you, or when you had to break up with your girl because for the betterment of yourself, when you had to compromise, stop fucking, because you know you couldn't do it and have the legs for what you had to do the next day, for when you had to go on that diet, that all juice diet, or you had to go on a vegan diet or vegetarian, or you had to carb up and you couldn't be in light, whatever type of change you had to want to do in your life, whatever it is. I just want to make sure that you understand. You got to find the villain. The villain is a strong person inside of you. Stronger than the hope. I promise you. I'm not saying that's who you are, but you can bring that person out to win. It stays in your mind. I'm only expounding it to you because this is a way that I won. And I was a champion. Kobe Bryant. Michael Jordan. Steve Nash. Some of the greats. You just gotta be mean. Like I said, be great, everybody. If you be great, you win. No one can tell you shit.